Hi, this is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm David Byrd reporting. The United States and Russia have called for a truce as violence continued in Syria. At the White House in Washington Friday, President Barack Obama spokesman Josh Earnest said the U.S. and Russia secured an agreement to refresh the partial truce the warring parties began several weeks ago.
What we would like to see is a return to a situation on the ground that prevailed a couple of weeks ago, which was not an all-out end to the fighting, but rather a broad acceptance of the terms of the cessation of hostilities.
A Syrian government statement said the truce would begin early Saturday morning and last for 24 hours in Damascus and the eastern Ghouta region outside the capital. A similar arrangement in Latakia province is expected to last for 72 hours. But fighting continued in Syria Friday, with rebels launching rocket attacks and government airstrikes hitting a clinic in Aleppo. The U.S. military has disciplined 16 service members for their role in a deadly airstrike on a hospital in Afghanistan last year. General Joseph Votel, the commander of U.S. Central Command, said that the incident was the result of an extraordinarily intense situation that included multiple equipment failures.
The investigation found that throughout the engagement that followed, the ground force commander and the air crew mistakenly believed that the air crew and aircraft was firing on the intended target.
42 people died when a U.S. aircraft opened fire on a hospital run by the charity Doctors Without Borders. Votel said the intended target was an insurgent stronghold about 400 meters away. This is VOA News. In the race for the White House, several demonstrators clashed with police outside a hotel Friday, where Republican frontrunner Donald Trump was addressing the California Republican Convention. Police formed a protective line outside the hotel and held off protesters who tried to break past the doors. Inside, meanwhile, Trump criticized his Republican rivals, Texas Senator Ted Cruz and Ohio Governor John Kasich, for their efforts to stop him from getting the nomination.
But a lot of people ask me, how come they do these things? And it's largely because of the donors and the special interests, and I'm self-funding my campaign. So that's a big, big difference, okay? Nobody's going to tell me what to do.
On Sunday, the Cruz and Kasich campaigns announced they would cede select states to each other in an attempt to conserve campaign funds, that is, and prevent Trump from securing the Republican Party nomination. But both candidates have since denied they agreed to the plan. The next key race is Tuesday, with Republican and Democratic primaries in Indiana. More than 200 people, including three African presidents, attended the opening of a three-day summit Friday near Mount Kenya, where activists and officials have gathered to discuss the future of Africa's elephants and their habitats. The goal of the event is to find ways to stop the slaughter of African elephants, protecting at least 50% of the animals and their landscapes by 2020. Poaching has escalated to alarming heights in recent years. As many as 100,000 African elephants were killed between 2010 and 2012 alone. Tens of thousands continue to be poached every year across the continent. A U.S. Navy commander has been sentenced to more than 6 years in prison for giving classified information on ship deployments to an Asian defense contractor in exchange for cash, gifts, and prostitutes. Captain-Select Michael Vanek Kem Miskowitz was the latest military official to receive a sentence in the Bribes for Business scandal, which has primarily involved the U.S. 7th Fleet. In addition to jail time of 78 months, Miskowitz was fined $100,000 in a San Diego federal court for one count of conspiracy and one count of bribery. On Wall Street, markets finished trading lower on Friday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed down 0.32%. The S&P slid more than 0.5%, while the Nasdaq fell 0.62%. European and Asian markets also closed lower in Friday's trading. For more, log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.